good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 1.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We are here. We're live, as you can clearly tell. Sunday's 8 p.m., which means it's time for the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And we're starting off with a little bit of CD work today, aren't we? I've just got songbook, the CFRC copy of a Super Furry Animals kind of compilation, really. Sort of greatest hits compilation with some of their best tracks sent to us in February 2005. And the reason I'm playing it is, A, it was a request from a listener and friend of the show, and also because this came out 20 years ago now, this week. So just cool stuff to start off. I always like a bit of CDs there in our work, you know. It's not all digital. You can actually touch them. They've got booklets. It's all really cool stuff. If you're tuning in just now and you've never tuned in before, I'm your host, Rue, and this is CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. Like I said, we tend to focus a bit more on new music, usually, on our show, and that is what we're going to be doing today. Lots of great new releases and some guests joining us on the show as well. But that's going to be sort of after or close to 9 p.m., so look out for that. We have a very special guest joining us, a rising star, really, a band that's going places. Their name is Old Black Era, and you've probably heard them if you've listened to this show before, because I have played them before. I do think they are one of the stellar kind of heavier bands, and they're proving themselves in that heavy space, and they're also extremely young, so, you know, lots going on for them. You know, they've got a lot of a very bright future ahead of them. But we're also going to start off with a lot of other cool things that have been happening in music. I mean, the one thing that everyone's been talking about, I guess, is dynamic pricing. It's come into sort of focus once again, notably for its absence this time, because if you haven't heard, then I'm afraid it's too late. But the band Oasis, you know, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know that they are back. But they're not just back in the UK and in Ireland, but also in North America, where they announced dates recently. They were going to be playing two nights in Toronto as part of their only Canadian dates, and a bunch of other dates across the states, where they're going to be playing in places like Chicago, in New Jersey, a couple of places out west, a bunch of dates. Basically, they're doing all the biggest of the biggest of the biggest arenas. In fact, there's a whole kind of thing about how an arena is being built for them. So the Toronto dates are happening at a place called Rogers Stadium. I don't know if I'm getting this wrong, but basically it's not the one you're thinking of. It's not the one that's downtown by the CN Tower where the Blue Jays play. It's not that stadium. There's a new one that's going to be built in Downsview Park, and all the tickets, 50,000 of them that went on sale, or rather 100,000 across two dates next August, the 24th and 25th of August, have been kind of built for dates that don't really exist, for like seats in state and a stadium that doesn't really exist. It was just announced a couple of weeks ago that the stadium was going to be built. That's its entire purpose. And, you know, it's just, we have all put our faith into this and bought tickets for something that doesn't really exist yet. And we're hoping will exist in about 11 months time now, or rather 10 months time. But anyway, I can see that four of you have dropped off. We're going to be having cool music, don't worry, that's coming up really soon. There was no dynamic pricing for these tickets. Ticket prices were set, they were not going to go up just because how many 100,000 people joined the queue. I got tickets. I'm going to be seeing Oasis next year. It's happening, folks. Very exciting times. But yeah, I mean, I can talk about dynamic pricing all day if you want. It's basically the only thing on my mind half the time. But we are going to be playing some new music from The Horrors, who have just returned. The Horrors have returned. What a thing to say. They have a new album called Nightlife that's coming out on the 25th of March. It's their first album in 7 years. It's a sort of new lineup. You've got some of the original members. Faris Badwan is going to be there. Reese Webb and Joshua Hayward still there. They've got a new keyboardist called Amelia Kidd, who's going to be joining them. And we've got a new single called The Silence That Remains. You can find them at thehorrors.co.uk. UK. We've also got a new music from She Drew the Gun, album Howls, just come out a while ago. And we're going to be listening to a brand new release called What's the Matter? So all that and more as well. You can find She Drew the Gun at shedrewthegun.com. Let's go into a little bit of the horrors first, though. The Silence That Remains, a very fitting name, I think, for a band called The Horrors. Here we go.
If I pull you close.
But if she drew the gun, coming up for you next. This song's called What's the Matter? Here on TFRC. The Gun, What's the Matter? The new single by the solo project of Louisa Roach. Two creepy-ish singles out there for us to hear to start off this week's Yellow Bridge Road. Had a little bit of work from The Horrors, who have a new album coming out next February. I mean, it's kind of in the name, but that was quite an October fitting single to start us off. And of course, what we just heard right now from She Drew the Gun. In the background, folks, you can hear a little bit of Ezra Collective. I am still just digesting their new album, Dance, No One's Watching. It's an absolutely wonderful album, just kind of like celebrating music, really, which I feel is what they, as a collective, as a group, as a jazz collective, do, really. I mean, they talked last year when they won the Mercury Prize for their 2022 album. They went up and talked about sort of, you know, the power of music and community and stuff and how it kind of keeps kids off the streets and all of that, and how it was just, it's a force for good. And you can really just see how they feel that. They feel that very strongly in everything they do musically. And so here comes the new album, Watch No One's Dance, No One's Watching. But we're also going to play some more new music from an artist who I just found recently. And I've really been enjoying this new single. It's very catchy. That bass is incredible. Just, you know, good pop music, good indie pop music. It's an artist called Litany from London, I believe. And they've just released a new single called Jelly Tot. And, you know, that's the chorus. It's very catchy. You can find them at itslitany.bandcamp.com. We've also got some new music by an artist from the north of England, from Blackpool in Lancashire, called All Right, who make really kind of like garage rock. They're a five-piece band, kind of garage rock, punchy, punky music that does sound like it's from the north, they say. And you can find, I don't really know where you can find them actually. Just Google All Right Band, All Right Blackpool, and you should find the band that you're talking about. We are talking about here. But we're going to be listening to a new single of theirs called Runaway. And if you look for that, you'll certainly find it. Runaway by All Right. We've also got a new album by the band by Curious, who are a Dublin two-piece punky kind of band, sort of experimental, but I have a new single off of their second album that's just come out last week, I think on Friday. It's called Your Life Is Over Now, and we've got a new single off of it called Gutless that I'm going to be playing us. So some great music to get us started off over here. Three great acts. Let's start with a bit of Litany with this song called Jelly Tot, coming for you here on CFRC.
This is your one shot, jelly talk. Give it all that you got. Show 'em how you run shop. One wish, jellyfish. Go and give it big licks. Kill it in your lipstick.
Every day, procrastinate. Stare at the blank page. Everybody's on my case. Like when you gonna play? Watch it.
show us that I'm fire. Would you say goodbye? Or would you hold my hand under the burning sky? If the world was on fire, would you say goodbye? Or would you hold my hand under the burning sky? If the world was on fire.
About to happen.
Thank you.
from Bicurious. That was their song called Gutless. That's off of their album that's just come out this Friday. It's called Your Life Is Over Now. What a brilliant song. I mean, you hear that and you know that that just has to be played out loud. So I'm glad that I got to do that for you at the station here. And I hope that you got to listen to it out loud too. And if you maybe listen to it on headphones and want that chance, after 9:30, of course, to play it out loud again, head over to buycurious.bandcamp.com. They've got the whole album up there. We also heard music from All Right, the band from Blackpool in Lancashire. Now, that's how you do an outro. We heard a song of theirs. We played their song, Runaway. And Litany with her brand new release, Jelly Tot. She's actually from Leeds, not from London. Kind of slipped my mind that. But still, what a bass line, what a chorus. I mean, that's some catchy, good indie pop music. Folks, you might know that last week, I wasn't actually here. You had a bit of a pre-recorded show playing out for you. And the reason for that was because I was away in Toronto. I was out to see the wonderful Bob Villain. I mean, you know, I've said this before. They are one of the most vital bands of the last 5 or so years. Maybe even one of the most vital bands of the last 30 years. Because for them, the music really is a vehicle for what they want to say. And, you know, for the protest, for the raising awareness, for everything that they have to say. And some of their albums are really just, if you put them together and sort of sit and listen to them, they're almost a study in the breadth of politics, sort of, you know, in what all the range of politics can be, you know, going from wealth to economy to, you know, marginalized communities, to even things like food. So, you know, they're very good, very well presented pieces of work that they do as a band. And I got to see them, and I have to tell you, as you can probably guess, that the energy absolutely does not diminish when you see them live. Electrifying performers. It's literally just the two of them up on stage, the two Bobbies, Bobby with a Y, Bobby Villain, and Bobby with an IE Villain. Bobby on the drums and Bobby with the mic up front, delivering absolute fury on stage. Saw them at the Velvet Underground on Sunday. They were supported by a New York-based band from Staten Island called Jigsaw Youth. Again, just like one of the heaviest, fastest, most fun kind of thrashy punk that you've heard. So you should go and check them out as well, Jigsaw Youth. But anyway, enough of my review. They were fantastic. They will probably be joining us on the show soon. But today we have a different guest that I should say is going to be coming and joining us after 9 o'clock. It's the band All Black Era. I've played them on the show before. Absolutely love their work. Rising stars. They're very young, just kind of like coming up in the world of heavy rock music over the last, I would even say, 2 years or so. So not a very long time, and it's just been a phenomenal rise for them. We're going to have some more new music right now on the show. We're going to have some music from Laura Mvula, who has just put out a song that's going to be part of the John Lewis Christmas advert. Now, John Lewis kind of does the whole Christmas advert thing every year, and they've launched a sort of a charity single this year with Laura Mvula. And it's a cover of Paul Simon's I Know What I Want, and that's also what her version of the song is called. It was sort of released following the positive reception of the chorus in the new advert. The advert is called Live Knowingly. And it's part of like a program, a sort of program to develop a partnership that they call Building Happier Futures program. And Laura's very happy to be part of it. And the single is fun. So we're going to listen to it. You can find her music otherwise on her website, planetmvula.com. We've also got new music from New Dad, who've just put out a song called Under My Skin, which they say is going to be a part of Life is Strange, the game. Life is Strange, Double Exposure soundtrack. And it's a big moment for them, they say, because they grew up playing the first Life is Strange games. They say it's a full circle moment for them. The game's out on the 29th of October. And also, they are coming on tour. So if you're around Toronto in November, New Dad will be there just making their kind of low, dream pop, shoegaze music. If you like that, you're going to want to keep an eye out for those tickets. Also going to play us some music from the band The Sherlocks, who have an album coming out. It's called Everything Must Make Sense with an exclamation mark, coming out on the 21st of February. And they say it's very different to anything they've done. But, you know, they say, you know, while that might sound like a cliche, we're ready to, you know, make it really different. We can allow ourselves to try ideas, not be afraid it's going to end up sounding like us because it's us. Feel like it's an album fans will really get behind. And you can find them at thesherlocksmusic.co.uk. We're going to listen to the song Man on the Loose. And then one last thing from a CD case that I've got over here. It's been 25 years since Muse's first album, Showbiz, came out. I've got the CD, which I picked up last Sunday as well. And we're going to be listening to it. So I'm going to play us probably the song Muscle Museum. Let's hear a bit of Laura Mvula right now. I know what I know. I know what I want to know.
She looked me over, I guess she thought I was all right. All right in a sort of limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the window? I know what I know. I'll sing what I say. But the back of my head, I know what I know. I'll sing what I said. We come and we go. It's a thing that I keep at the back of my head. Something about you that really reminds me of money. She's the kind of girl who could say things that weren't that funny. So what does it mean I really remind you of money? She said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I'll sing what I say. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep at the back of my head. I know what I know.
what you'd never shown her. Too little, much too late.
Stuff, old stuff, Muse Muscle Museum. The album just turned 25, Muse's debut album, which technically means they are now well eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's never going to happen, but you know, we like to throw facts out there, you know. So Muse Showbiz, 4th October 1999. Anyway, that started it off for me. You know, there'll be bands which you will be obsessed with. This one was one of mine. But I'm going to play us some new music now from an artist called Angel Murray. And right after that, we're maybe going to jump straight into the Old Black Era interview. I'll just tell you a little bit about this new single from the London musician Angel Murray. It's called Credibility. She says it mixes introspection with introspection vibes of Murray's first single called Somewhere Else / Angels with the energetic feel that made her so famous. The result is a song that feels like catching up with an old friend. It's comforting but full of surprises. The lively beats grab your attention. The music dances around her vocals. It's uplifting. It's got emotions. You can find it at angelmurray.bandcamp.com. We're going to listen to it. And then maybe just to get into the mood, we'll have some Old Black Era. We'll listen to a really cool song of theirs called I'm Normally Like This. But first, here's some Angel Murray, Credibility.
So crazy, but lately it feels like a nine to nine.
Okay, cool. So we're here on the Yellow Brick Road, and I'm very excited to be joined by special guests who are, I would say, artists on the rise. They're a sibling duo from Nottingham, and they make some of the coolest, heaviest, and most genre-blending rock music you've heard of late. They're called All Black Era, and both of them are joining me on the show today, Chaya and Arobi. Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
I'm so pleased to have you on the show. I'll recap for our listeners. The first time that I heard of you guys was probably last 2023 Reading Festival, where I think you guys were headlining the BBC Introducing stage. And yeah, the Enemy had done like a rundown of bands you need to catch. And you were on there. I think I checked out maybe the I'm Normally Like This music video. And it just blew me away.
I'm so glad. I think that's, one of our favourites. It was like the title track from our EP. Well, it wasn't. It felt like the title track. It felt like the title track, but it wasn't. But it's, the biggest song. And like, especially live, that song is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So it feels like the number one.
Mm-hmm. It has a gigantic chorus, and you can just tell listening to it that it's made to be played live.
No,
it is. We literally that song so much.
Like, no matter who's in the crowd, like the age of them, like everyone just gets into it, which is, I think we found really strange at first because we were thinking like, oh, some people are going to be like too cool, too chill to get into it. But no one's too cool that I'm Normally Like This. Okay. Everyone screams. So it's perfect.
And I also find that people who show up like in the middle of a festival where there are obviously a lot of big names, people that show up to a stage like the Introducing stage are already kind of the cooler people that want to know about new music.
Yeah, no, exactly. Sure. So the energy was perfect. It was like really neutral. Like we gave so much and they gave us so much back. So yeah, it'd be good to be back there next year. Nice one.
And, for people who don't know, we should probably also say that you guys are like 17 years old or like were 16 at the time. And a lot of people go to Reading Festival, you know, finish their GCSEs, go as punters for the first time, age 16. And you guys went and your first time there, was it your first time there? Was playing at the festival.
Yeah, that always happens. Well, I was 19 and Chey was 16. Every single festival that we do, it's always our first time. Our first time at Glastonbury, we played there. It's so weird. First time at Download, we played there. So it's like we're going to festivals, but
we're playing.
So yeah.
And Chaya, what's it like to then, come back from these festivals and then have to just, show up in class on the Monday or Tuesday after?
I'm actually homeschooled, so I don't go to school. I just stay at home. But even just at home, I'm just like, I can't believe yesterday I was just performing at Reading and